stranger who's come here, come from another town. Funny, I'm a stranger myself here, small world.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Adventures in Artslandia. I am talking to Sharon Maroney, who is one of the co-founders of Broadway Rose Theater out in Tigard, and she is currently performing in one of the great roles of the American musical theater canon, Mama Rose in Gypsy. Sharon, thanks so much for taking time to talk to me. I know it's an extremely busy schedule you're maintaining right now.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure.
So you opened last weekend. How long have you been preparing for this role?
Yeah, like 7 months.
Yes, I'm not surprised.
Seriously. I started actually taking voice lessons again with my old voice teacher, who ended up coming to Portland and doing a master class. So I hooked up with her, and I heard somebody talk about taking voice lessons on Skype.
Oh.
So I started taking voice lessons and coachings and memorizing just frantically.
Yes.
And you know what? I got it down just by the skin of my teeth.
Oh, I'm not surprised. They equate it to the role of King Lear in terms of the magnitude of the lines and the songs, and her arc it's incredible. It's an incredible role.
Yeah.
Have you wanted to play it for a long time?
No. No. You know what? This is odd. My husband kind of was like, you got to do this.
Oh.
And I was hemming and hawing. You know what? I realize what a big obstacle or challenge that it would be. And maybe I'm a lazy girl. Mm. But now I'm grateful I did it. You know?
Wow.
And your
husband is playing Herbie.
Yeah. That has been fun.
Yeah, and Dan is the co-founder of Broadway Rose with you.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, tell everybody a little bit about how you got here and how you made your home in Tigard. It's really a wonderful story.
Well, we were in New York pursuing acting careers, like a lot of folks. And we had a daughter, Megan, and she was about 2. And my friend Matthew Ryan came out to visit us one night. And he said, let's go to Oregon and start a theater. My mom can't afford to go downtown and see the road shows. And so I don't know what was going on with the universe, but in like 6 months we incorporated, had auditions in New York, flew actors out, and threw up our first season. The only reason we were able to pull that off as well as we did is because at that time, nonprofits could use public facilities for free.
Mm.
Or let me just say, in Washington County, that was the case. We did not know that. That was dumb luck.
Mm.
And so we came here the first year we did it, and I said, that's it. I'm not doing this again.
It was hard.
Went back to New York and then discovered I was pregnant with my second daughter. So I said, okay, let's go back to Oregon and give that theater a try. And we actually moved here. I had thought I would be able to go back and forth. Didn't happen.
Right.
And then when I got here and Danny was working and I was home taking care of the baby, and I started taking classes through Technical Assistance for Community Services, which is really NAO now. And I feel like I should be their poster child.
Mm.
They taught me everything.
About producing and about having a business.
About running a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like the art part you can learn, that trial and error, at least that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've made some huge mistakes over, but when you run out of money, you know, those are tough moments.
Yes.
So I learned how to fundraise, and for some reason I was able to to do it.
And you've created so many great jobs for actors in the Portland area, in the larger Pacific Northwest, and really across the country, because you get all sorts of incredible artists from all over the country.
Yes, yes.
So tell us a little bit about your team here for Gypsy.
Oh, we have a great cast. We really do. Every time we cast something, I have to thank the theater gods because the right people actually come in.
Right.
I don't know a lot of these people. A lot of these people are new. Our kids are fantastic, and I had never met any of them before. Actually, the young girl playing June, baby June, I have to say Rick Lewis sent her in.
Oh, that's
great. And so I am very grateful he did that, because she is just not to be believed.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And
your director is Annie Kaiser.
Everybody's local. Oh, no, there's one kid who's not local, although he grew up here, Brian Hunt, who worked for us as a baby, and now he is, you know, living in New York and working around the country. He does actually quite well. And so it's nice to have people who worked with us as high school kids go away, have some life experience, and then come back.
Right.
Yeah.
And your director is Annie Kaiser, who's worked with you quite a bit out there.
Yes, Annie Kaiser and Maria Tucker is the choreographer, and Jeff Childs was the musical director. They're a great team. And you know what? Gene Dent did our sets and lights. And he did a great job. And we had our costumes designed by Darren. Okay, I'm going up on his last name. Puffin?
Poofall?
Yeah.
Yeah. Daryl Poofall.
First time he's worked for us.
Oh, he's amazing. Such a beautiful creative artist.
Yes. Yes. And what I was delighted about is that we actually had a costume shop. That's been a new development for our organization these last couple of years. You know, you can't hire outside costume designers or even local designers if you have nowhere for them to work.
Right, of course. That's wonderful. That's a huge addition.
Yeah.
So tell me about your journey into Rose. She is such an incredible character.
Yeah. My journey into Rose. Well, I read the book, of course,
right,
that the show was inspired by, and
it was written by Gypsy Rose Lee, in case anyone hasn't read it.
Yeah. And you know what I did? I started a list of qualities that Rose has that Sharon does not, or vice versa, because I was like, oh my God. People are just going to think, because there are a lot of similarities. And I'm not a showbiz mom. I never was. I never pushed my kids into show business. But I certainly know about being hyper-focused on achieving a goal, which is what I had to do in order to get the Broadway Rose moving in the right direction. And then, you know what I did? I memorized all those big honking monologues first.
Yeah.
And I made sure I had the music under my belt, because I just, you know what? I know myself. I know myself now as a mature performer. Unlike I was when I was younger, and things they would just come so quickly.
Right.
So I really worked on this, I worked on this really hard. I don't think I've ever worked quite so hard.
Oh, what was it like on opening night to take your bow? You must have felt just as though you climbed Mount Everest.
You know what? I felt kind of shell-shocked. Isn't that terrible?
No.
I felt shell-shocked because even though I was an actress in the show, I'm never really able to take off the producer hat. So when I perform for the theater, which I don't so much anymore, it's complicated because I am aware of all these other issues that are going on.
Mm-hmm. So what's it like to perform with your husband playing your love interest?
You know what? That's working out just great.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, I would imagine, you know, the trust and love that you have for one another is probably such a boon to what you're able to put across on stage.
Yeah. You know what? I really like him in the part.
Mm.
I've never seen him do anything like this before.
Mm-hmm.
He's usually the yucca yucca guy, comedian, and he's beautiful.
Yeah.
He's doing a great job. And I'm really enjoying playing this part opposite him.
Mm, I imagine. He's got such a beautiful gravity to him.
Yeah, yeah. And our orchestra is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Just phenomenal.
Mm.
And so that's exciting. It's really exciting sitting backstage listening to the overture.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't hear stuff like that anymore, or I don't.
Yes, I agree.
Don't.
I absolutely agree. And you guys just make such a full meal deal experience out there, which is, it's just beautiful. I mean, it's so exciting. Every time I hear the overture out there, I get the, you know, hair standing up on my arms because, you know, you just don't hear a lot of full orchestras that are local.
No, no. And that's one thing I am really committed to is making sure that we have live musicians.
Mm-hmm.
I have another girlfriend who runs a theater down in North Carolina, and she had to, in order to make pay her bills, so she gets an A+ for continuing to run that theater, but she does her shows to Click Tracks now.
Mm.
And I just feel like there's nothing like live musicians playing with live singers.
Yes, I agree with that. I don't know. I think I was talking about it with a psychologist recently, actually, about about the vibration that orchestra and voice creates. I think it permeates human beings. I think, you know, as you make a DVD, more incarnations, it gets less, you know, what's the word? I was going to say truthful, but, you know, it degrades, the quality degrades. And I think when you have the first incarnation of that sound coming at you, both music and voice, I just think it's something primal.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And it does. It changes us all chemically.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love it too.
Yeah. Who's playing your dad?
Oh, Stephen. And I can't remember his last name. He is married to Chrissy
Ricaro.
Ricaro.
Yes, yes. Oh, how wonderful.
And this is his first acting job in like 30 years.
Oh, my gosh.
He's just retired.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's been fun.
Uh-huh.
I like getting to know all these new people mm-hmm. and performers. It's exciting to me.
Yeah.
And we have, you know, we have a lot of new people in the show. I have to say, at Broadway Rose, we end up hiring a lot of new people every year.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it, the demands change.
Right.
You know, one year we do West Side Story, so we've got all these dancers. And then, you know, then we're doing, whatever, Evita,
mm-hmm.
and have to have killer singers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know?
Right. You're getting a great cross-section of the best performers in all genres, you know, in the musical theater world.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I feel so fortunate. Hmm. I am so fortunate.
Hmm.
I know I have an unusual position in the arts, and I am incredibly grateful that I am able to facilitate what I do.
Yeah, it's quite amazing what you have achieved. The company, all the work you're doing, the camps, the coachings, the, you know, it's incredible. And if any of you haven't been out to Tigard to see a show at Broadway Rose, this is one you are not going to want to miss. How do you prepare every day? I know you have a show tonight. So what's your prep routine?
You know what? I don't talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk a lot because it's vocally, for me, it's a very demanding show.
Oh, yes.
And I have two shows on Saturday. So I need to pace myself energetically and vocally and psychologically.
Right.
And that takes a lot of discipline, you know, for me. And so I go through my script every day.
Mm-hmm.
I go through my script every day, and and you know what? I keep working on relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep trying to find new things in the relationships I have with the different characters on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I do it. Yeah.
What, I mean, it's hard to say. Describe some of the songs that you really gravitate toward. Is there one that, I mean, for some reason, Some People has always been really close to my heart as kind of her launch pad, you know?
You know what? I like a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
I like singing Funny. And it may be because it's my husband.
Right.
But my husband and I are very different in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of truthful to say, you look at it this way, I look at it this way. We have a lot in common.
Right.
It's fun. It's really fun.
It's a beautiful moment in the show also, I think, because, you know, it's a, you get to see a little piece of Rose, and who knows what she really wants out of what she's doing, but there's a beautiful kind of softness and a sinewy quality to the song.
I
know,
agree.
That like inquisitiveness, and I guess it's all about a new relationship, you know, and them going toward that. It's really fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. So I really like that song.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
How about...
What is this turn?
Oh.
What is this turn? What an experience.
It's out of body, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like getting on a roller coaster and letting it go, and for me at least. I don't know for other performers, you yourself, I don't know what your internal experience is, but it's kind of like you go and you let go, and you just, for me, I go on my intuition.
Yeah, it's written so well that it feels, as you say, as though you kind of rev up the roller coaster and then you you let it go down, because with the lyrics and the music do so much. It's remarkable.
Yes. You know what? I have to say, I am having a really good time.
Oh.
And there's nobody stuck in my head. Sometimes when I perform, I have somebody else stuck in my head. I did Whorehouse a couple of years ago, and when I was a young performer sitting in the wings watching another actress, Dorian Yeager, just somebody on the road 150 years ago, I could never get her out of my head, because I admired her so much. Well, I wouldn't let myself listen to anything or anything because I didn't want that hang-up again.
Yes.
So I feel like my Mama Rose is really my Mama Rose.
Yes, that's so wonderful, because the reality is you're playing her, she's you, you're her, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's a good place to be.
And the girl playing Gypsy is beautiful. She is the real deal.
Wow.
She can sing, act, strip, right? And you know, Darren did such a great job with the costume.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly, you know, I'm terrible. I'm looking for a program as I talk to you. Simi, at least that was her name, but she got remarried. What a delight to be able to be on stage with people who are actually able to be there in the moment and connect with you.
Yes, I agree. It's a total gift.
Yeah. So we had a great house last night.
Mm-hmm.
Word of mouth has really now started kicking in, and this is when it gets to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Is when audiences like it and they start talking about it, and you can just tell when you come out on stage.
Mm-hmm.
The energy in the audience is great. I can tell the difference between young audiences and more mature audiences, the way they relate to the material.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been fun.
Yeah, I bet. Oh my gosh,
really,
it's
fun.
Such an epic, epic show.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for talking to me. I know you got to rest your voice, but at the end of the podcast, I'll go through and read all the names of the various actors and production people on the show, so everyone gets a shout out. And
Dynamite.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, of course.
Talking to me.
Oh, it's...
You know, I am grateful that you're doing what you're doing, supporting the arts and talking about them and getting the information out. You and I have that same passion, and I'm so grateful that you do it.
Oh, I feel the same way about you, Sharon. What you're doing out there is remarkable, and to play Mama Rose on top of it all is just Olympic proportions. Yeah, have a fabulous show tonight, and I'm looking forward to seeing you sometime soon.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, so in that Broadway Rose production, you can find everything you need to know about that production of Gypsy at BroadwayRose.org. Sharon Maroney is playing Mama Rose. Dan Murphy is playing Herbie. Kelly Cena is Louise. Kaylee Rhodes is June. Brian Thomas Hunt is Tulsa. Clara Leas Hillier as Electra and Miss Cratchit. Ithaca Tell as Mazeppa. Danielle Valentine as Tessitura. Riley Hefflinger as Baby June. Ada Valentine as Baby Louise. The show's directed by Annie Kaiser. Music direction by Jeffrey Childs. Choreography by Maria Tucker. Set design by Gene Dent. Lighting by Gene Dent. Costume design by Darren J. Pufall. Prop supervision by Emily Wilkin. Sound design by Brian Moen. Wig design by Jane Holmes, and stage manager is Kristen Munn. Go see the show and listen to those beautiful live musicians. Have a great week. Thanks for listening to Adventures in Artslandia.